Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Track is compared to last year?
We've spoken to lots of different drivers and there seems to be a different interpretation of how the kind of sealant has affected the surface, like on the track as well as the sort of exit. How do you feel about it? What is it? Has it made any difference to you at all?
I don't know, it seems like the day before yesterday was kind of slippery. It's probably the most slippery it's been in a while here. The test we had here a couple of weeks ago, we all thought that our cars felt great. There was a lot of comments in the paddock like, oh, my car feels great. We thought it was all great. And then 2 days ago, it was like we weren't super happy, but also didn't seem like we were uncompetitive. Like everyone kind of struggled. There was a lot of people like glancing the walls and stuff. Like, fuck, it's pretty gnarly out there. So, it changes every day. I think it seems like with the high temperatures, like it might be worse. I don't know. It's so hard to know when you're in your own little bubble and you try to do your best for your own car. But pretty up and down, I'd say.
How do you obviously you've been here for a little while now, but you're not as experienced as some of the drivers out here. How do you find adapting to that change in surface and stuff? And then when you've got a week like this where you've got like one day you know it's going to be good, you've got one day you know you're just going to lose basically all the track action, and then today, Friday might be windy, Saturday might rain. How do you feel you're keeping on top of the changes and stuff like that? I guess it's one of the big challenges of IndyCar, isn't it?
It is, but at the same time, we have more running here than any other race. And if you told me you're going to race tomorrow, we'd be fine. It's not going to, we're all going to spin and crash because we don't have enough practice. It's just, you always want more because you can fine tune the car. But it can also be a disadvantage if someone makes more progress. And I think we're in a pretty good spot right now. At least I was pretty happy with my car. I think the other two guys were a bit unhappier. It is what it is, right? You just have to make every lap count when you're out there.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of folks in there.
Marcus Ericsson, you had a day of practice, and then obviously yesterday was rained out. Does that change your approach today at all?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and drive a bit more today, be a bit more out on track. We have more tires to use because of yesterday's rained off, so it's definitely gonna be a busy day out there, I think, for everyone because of it.
Will you run qualifying sims today, race sims today? Is there a kind of a plan in mind from yesterday being canceled?
I think now I haven't, we haven't had the meeting for today yet, but I think as far as I know, it's still gonna be only focused on race cars today as well. We usually just start on Friday, usually here in Ganassi we start on Friday to work on the qualifying car, because we know, especially since the rules are very similar to last year, we sort of know the base qualifying car that we're going to run. So I think for us today is going to be about trying to get out in the packs and run in race configuration and try and work on that race car.
So one of the things that I heard the other day was the sealant on the track was actually relatively slippery as it got hotter. Did you feel that, or is it just the hit out area?
My car was gripping good out there, so it's good. Awesome. It's good if people think it's slippery. That means that we are in a good place, I think.
you doing?
How's it going, bud?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, good. Very good, thanks.
I guess, how are you kind of feeling about how you read the conditions now? Because it's something, obviously, it takes a little bit of time to get used to. You've got so much practice time here, and then you have a week like this week where you turn up and, you know, Tuesday's great, Wednesday you know is a write-off, and then Friday's windy, Saturday it's going to be raining, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, you've got a bit more experience now. How are you feeling that you're able to adapt to those kind of changes?
It's still tough for me, I find, because, like you say, especially around here, the weather and the temperatures really can, you know, make a car really good or really bad very quickly. So I think that's something, looking at the forecast for this week, now it was raining all day yesterday. I think the track is going to be pretty green today, but it's going to warm up in the afternoon. So let's see how that is. And even tomorrow it's supposed to be really hot but windy. And then you look at Saturday and Sunday and it seems like it's a cold front coming there. So I think it's going to be quite tricky for all the teams and drivers to sort of try and get the car in the sort of sweet spot, because around this place, you know, the smallest changes makes a big difference. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge, and I think the experienced guys probably have a bit of upper hand there. I'm starting, you know, it's my fourth year, so yeah. I'm getting there, but compared to Helio and these guys, I have a few years to go.
In the I guess the event's obviously, you know, complicated and difficult, and you're doing different programs every day. How much of a read have you got on Friday, and did you, because you know the conditions are a bit dodgy, did you do a bit of qualifying run on a Tuesday and try and get a read on your setup there, or have you done nothing yet?
No, we haven't touched the qualifying stuff yet. We've only been focused on the race stuff, and I think for us, you know, we had all four cars in the fast nine last year, and it's pretty much the exact same regulations this year, so I think we have a good idea where we want to run the car for qualifying. We've obviously tried and improve that qualifying package even more this year, but we have a sort of good idea where we want to be on qualifying day, so that's why we haven't really focused on that yet. We want to focus more on the race cars, and that's what we're going to focus on today again, and then tomorrow we switch over the mindset to qualifying.
Colton Herta, you got one day of practice. Obviously yesterday was canceled. How much does that change your plan heading in today?
I'm not too sure. I mean, it could, like, maybe push up. I think it depends on what it looks like tomorrow, which I think it's going to be hot and windy, which it's not going to be like on Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, Fast Friday, obviously, we always do a lot of our Q simulations and stuff then, which I don't think is probably the best idea because of how different the conditions will be. But so I think maybe we'll prioritize some more of that today than we would on Friday, and still get race running in at the end of the day, but probably most beginning of the day is just going to be about going fast on our own.
Did you get a bunch of running in traffic the other day, and if so, how's the car feel?
I didn't do a ton of running. We were really bad in the morning time, and then we were able to work the car back. We're really loose, and then we were able to get the car back at the end of the day to where it was really, really comfortable, and I enjoyed it. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
How do you feel about the track year on year, the conditions? Obviously, some of the drivers saying the sealants made things feel a little bit different. Has it changed for you, or quite similar?
I think only in the warm-up lane it's changed, which is the biggest difference for me. I think there's still a lack of grip from the warm-up lane there. So it's something that maybe we need to work on before race day, because it's pretty sketchy, and guys aren't really pushing it right now, but they will be in a week's time. So, we'll have to see. But as far as, like, track surface, it's been fine for me.
You're talking about the setup needing change. You're quite bad in the morning. How, just from like from your perspective personally, how like confident are you going into the race based on what you've got at the moment? Like, where do you think you're at?
I think we could run really well with what we had, maybe two runs from the end, or one run from the end on the first day of practice. But again, like, we're gonna gain so much rubber on the track from now to the race. Like, the car, if we brought the car that we ran on Tuesday to next Sunday, we would probably suck. So that's the nice thing about having all this practice, is there's so much track evolution that you need to stay on top of it the whole time, because the car is always changing.
Do you feel like your relationship with speedway is changing with your experience? Because obviously you've always been strong, but I guess the the art of reading the conditions and needing to get ahead with the changes to the car and adapting to what's going to happen, trying to predict what the temperature's going to do and all that kind of stuff. Still feel like you're kind of learning about that and it's changing?
I think, yeah, I think we're all, you know, always learning something. I obviously have more of a learning curve than a lot of guys do that have been here for a while, but yeah, for sure. I think it's just something that you can't really just, like, know. You have to gain through experience and over time, so... For sure, every year makes me a little better around here.
Well, I think I did the dishes like 10 times and did my laundry multiple times. I mean, I was just getting so bored, like, yeah, banging my head against the wall. I was trying to find things to do, and it was a very unproductive day. And as soon as they called it, I just put Netflix on and watched some Black Mirror episodes. So it was, it was very sad. You know, we came to the garage and then, you know, just sat around doing nothing. It was a little bit annoying.
Your teammate has 2 Indy 500 wins. How much have you been able to lean on him so far for practice advice from practice and testing last month?
It's already quite a bit. He's given me a lot of tips with just this track specifically that he's, you know, learned over time. And just anytime, you know, me and my engineer are like, let's say we get confused or lost a little bit, we can always just leech off of Takuma, get his data, get his video, and ask him questions. And overall, it's boosted me quite a bit. And the 3-day testing in total that we've had, I've been able to jump, like make bigger strides and jumps having Takuma by my side.
So you ran Tuesday. It was relatively hot. Tomorrow's going to be hot and crazy windy, and Saturday's pretty decent. So are you going to run some qualifying sims today? Because tomorrow could be kind of a wild card.
I think so. We'll see how it goes, how everything plays out. I know we also want to do some running with just me and Takuma and, like, do, you know, some traffic and toes and all that, and try to mess up with range. And I know we want to do some, like, you know, aero stuff. So we'll see if we want to do that today or tomorrow and when to do qualifying. But, yeah, we'll see how the day goes.
How are you feeling about the kind of mental aspect of the 2 weeks of the 500? And obviously, from what you're used to, it's sprint races, right? You come in on a Friday or a Saturday or whatever, you just got to qualify in maybe one practice, two practices in a race. And here you're like you said, you know, you're doing the dishes and doing the laundry and stuff like that. How are you finding the kind of ability to focus and keep all that in check at the moment?
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with a pro tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
It's very different, very elongated. I mean, like, first day came in, it felt very weird. You know, you go in and it's just like practice. To be honest, it's like a lot less pressure off of you, knowing that you have so much time and so much practice until qualifying, even until the race. And having that is helpful, especially for me being a rookie. But yeah, it definitely gets weird, you know, especially because, like, we don't even go out till noon. So it's like I wake up and then, you know, just nice and slow in the morning, make some food, listen to some music, kind of just take my time. When I'm normally, it's like you wake up early, you know, you go the day, and then within 3 days you're done, you go home. So it's definitely something to get used to, but I don't mind it. I actually quite like it. There's already a lot of people here, so I'm excited to see how it all ends up going further towards the race.
Thanks so much.
Good luck, man.
Thank you. Good. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark has said you're like one of the meanest people he's ever met.
He said he hates Spain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hates paella.
Terrible cook. I don't know. I heard a lot of bad things.
That's true. That's true. That's probably true. But not the rest. I think he has a good time with me. So.
he thinks so.
Mark is there like texting like his girlfriend, like, can't stand this kid anymore.
Get rid of this guy. How are you finding the tracks year to year? Because there's been, like, some of the drivers have said they feel like the sealant's changed the track a little bit, the feel, and maybe like the temperature's affecting that as well. So have you noticed any difference in your
No, not really. Only on the warm-up lanes, maybe a little bit, but it was fine on Tuesday. So, super excited to be back here. It feels like it always takes some time to get comfortable with the car, and especially running on traffic, but super happy how the first day of real testing went. We had 5 really good cars in the team, and we're moving forward. So it's a good start so far.
How do you feel about, obviously, I guess because you lost yesterday and Tuesday you didn't do any qualifying run, I don't think. So.
No.
Obviously, you guys seem pretty confident about the race car, but how do you feel about going into qualifying? Is it still a bit of an unknown at this point?
We still have no idea, and also now with the boost increment, it makes no sense to just go around at 220 miles an hour, because then you're going to have more boost, and suddenly you're going to be like 232 miles an hour. So the car changes so much that you don't really test qualifying. So it was not the plan to test either on Wednesday or today. We wait until Friday, fast Friday, to do some call runs. I think everybody's on the same page. So, yeah, I'm exciting to see how the boost is going to be this year.
You ready for some win?
Yeah, I am. Of course. Always. Yeah. Always.
It looks scary.
It's fun.
You finished second last year. What can you take from last year's experience that you can apply to this year and go, I'm going back out there and I'm going for the win now?
I think I was going for the win last year as well, like the mentality before the race, and I think everybody does the same. Obviously, I have more experience and I know how to handle situations, how the race goes. It was my first 500 race completed. Not Indy, just like 500.
Yeah.
So you get a lot when you finish the race, you're like, oh man, I wish I knew this before the race. So super excited about this year. Knowing everything from last year, and we need to redo everything again. Like, you need to have that luck, you need to have that strategy, that car, that confidence, and that luck again. You have to have two lucks.
So you have to have luck twice.
Yes, I think so. Okay. You have to have luck at the beginning, and then at the end you still have to have some luck.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
You do any traffic? Did you do much?
Yeah, we did.
How did the car feel?
It felt really good. It felt like solid. You always want more. It's tough to go like 4th or 5th in line. The car feels terrible, but it feels terrible for everybody. So we just want to make a little bit better, and hopefully today we have more group running. The issue is the weather. I think it's going to be so easy today that we will be like, oh, car's great. And then you show up next Monday, it's going to be warm, and we're going to be like, oh my God, what's going on? So, yeah.
Do you change much from the test? Because some of the teams here have made like massive changes from the test.
It's the same, let's say. We obviously have a lot of changes to go through, but no, we didn't change massively the car.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run, where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.